But first this hour, retailer Dick's Sporting Goods chairman and CEO Ed Stack announced today the stores will stop selling assault-style rifles like the one used earlier this month at Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. In addition, the stores will drop high-capacity magazines and won't sell a gun to anyone under 21, regardless of local laws. Dick's is just the latest company taking a stand on gun control in the wake of the shooting earlier this month. Joining us now to discuss this latest trend in retail activism is Brad Kazuda, senior consulting associate for McMillan Doolittle. Brad, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what in the end do you think led to this decision by Dick's?
I think right now we're kind of in a new era of retail activism, and that's something one of our partners here at McMillan Doolittle kind of coined a few months ago. And when you think about what customers want, there was a recent study done by Strike Social that 66% of customers want brands to take a stand on big issues. And I think there's this perception that the government might not be doing as much as it can, and that retail might be the driver to get these things to happen. So I think there was a recent... I'm sorry.
So do you think this could actually help their business?
I think that's very possible. I think what this does is it really cements the perception that Dick's Sporting Goods is a family-first retailer, and that it makes them more credible to their core customer.
Brad, the conventional wisdom used to be that the customer is always right, no matter how like outrageous or ridiculous their demands or requests were. Now that we're seeing companies take stands, we've seen some airlines do it, we've seen pressure on FedEx, we've seen Dick's now. Earlier, we saw some outdoors companies doing this, taking stands when it came to national monuments. Is there a risk that retailers are sort of dividing up their customer base into people who politically agree with them and those who don't?
I think that's always a risk, yes. But I think what these companies are doing is really understanding their customer. So the customer is right, and it's important to be customer-focused. But what Patagonia has done is really they're really targeting their core customer and what they believe and what Patagonia stands for. You look at REI not being open on Black Friday. You look at Tiffany & Co. urging the president to stay in the Paris Climate Agreement. CVS, you know, in September 2014, decided to get rid of cigarettes as a shift in their strategy to go towards more of a health-based thing. And what that did for them was, while their front store sales declined by about 4.5%, I think, a few months afterwards, they posted stronger results within the pharmacy, which offset that. So I think this is helping companies because it's really aligning their customers with the core values that each company stands for.
So what kind of research does a company do about its core customer, like you're saying, before they make a decision like this? Are they going to risk losing customers in this, or do they know their customers' values well enough that they know this is a safe bet?
I think there's always a risk that you're going to lose some customers. But these companies are constantly doing focus groups. They're constantly doing surveys. That's something that we work on with a number of these companies within retail as well. And they're really trying to get the insights for what the customer feels and what they want and how they interact with these products, you know, not just in their stores, but also out and abroad.
Do you see other issues or other products that retailers might start to take off their shelves or issues on which they might start to take a stand? We've seen public lands as one. You mentioned cigarettes, now guns. Is there a next one, do you think?
I'm not sure. It's kind of hard to tell. I'm really interested in understanding kind of where this one goes with what happens with the inventory. Now that Dick's is removing it from the 35 Field & Stream stores, where does the inventory go? And I think it's going to be interesting to follow that. Maybe it's sold to the military. Maybe it goes to a law enforcement agency of some sort. So I think there's still some things that have to be resolved with this current issue.
All right. That's Brad Kazuda, senior consulting associate for McMillan Doolittle. Brad, thanks a lot for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.